You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group. We are 2 weeks away from Black Friday, which means we are 2 weeks away from absolute chaos. Some companies have decided to start doing Black Friday specials a little bit early. We know that this is an ongoing trend. South African companies tend to do a Black Friday month rather than just a Black Friday day. But that being said, it increases the risk that comes with Black Friday and the risk that we all incur as we head into Black Friday and the festive season in general around our finances. We've seen a lot of hackings taking place. We've seen a lot of online scams and things coming out. So we're going to take a look at this. We're going to see how we can better protect ourselves and better be prepared going into this festive season. I'm joined on the line by the head of digital and e-commerce at Standard Bank. That is Dr. Belinda Ratoga, to take a look at this and see if we can make sense of it. Dr. Ratoga, thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with why these crimes or these things happen so much more at this time of the year. Why is this such a popular time?
Good evening, Jimmy, and the listeners. Thank you for having me. So from an online shopping perspective, we've actually seen consumer behavior shifting much more to online shopping because it's convenient, because then you can get access to a much greater number of retailers than you can physically walk to malls, right? I mean, from a Standard Bank perspective, as an example, in 2023, we saw a 17% growth in online purchasing. So fraudsters are also aware of this, that there's a lot more people online looking for a great deal. And so they really take advantage of this as an opportunity to pose as online retailers and, try to get some money off of our shoppers in an unauthorized way.
That's quite interesting. I suppose that does make a lot of sense with the advancements in technologies. Everybody is looking for the most convenient solution, but convenience might not always be the best. Belinda, I want to look at some of the types of scams. We know of some of them. We know of the typical ones where people impersonate organizations or redirect you somewhere and all of those sorts of things. What are some of the unique ones that you guys have come across that consumers should probably be aware of?
I think the vishing one that you just referred to is one that every one of our consumers needs to be aware of, right? Where you have somebody calling you, pretending to be someone from your bank or someone from the tax authorities or even someone from the police. We've even heard reports of that. Be very, very wary of somebody that calls you asking you for your sensitive information, such as your online banking login credentials or an OTP. Do not give out that information. But ones that are more specific to Black Friday that we've seen is phishing. Phishing is where you receive an email communication that has a link. And in Black Friday, we're expecting to see fake emails that are advertising what looks like deals that are really too good to be true. It'll be hard to resist. But I want to warn all listeners, do not click on links, even if the deal looks amazing, especially if that link takes you to a site where you are now required to capture your OTP, your online banking information, and your card information. Hold that really closely. Another scam that we see is online goods scams. And these can happen through websites or even social media. If it's through a website, you might search for certain goods that you're looking for. The website comes up and you see it at a really good price and you go ahead and make a payment, but nothing gets delivered. If it's on social media, what you will typically see is very similar, really great price being advertised for something that you're looking for. You might even see reviews that are supporting that deal. Be cautious because not all reviews are valid. Some of them are fake reviews. So don't just go based on reviews. Really do your due diligence to verify who you're dealing with before you make a purchase online. But if I can just summarize, it's phishing and the online goods scams that we really want to warn listeners to be on the lookout for.
Belinda, when we think about the safety measures, I want to look at what people can kind of do to protect themselves. I mean, a golden rule to all the listeners out there, and you know I do this on Warning Wednesdays as often as I can, just don't share your information. Don't click on things you don't understand. Don't There's basic things that you can put in place to avoid these things. But Belinda, to come back to the security side of it, we've also seen an advancement in tech. We've seen an increase in I can now pay from my Apple Pay wallet, or I can now pay from my smartwatch, or I can even pay from a virtual card that's linked to my banking app and all of that. Is this not making us more susceptible to the crimes and the scams? Are these methods really secure? How do we know if a payment method is secure?
Jimmy, I am an avid supporter of technology enhancements because I think technology can bring a level of convenience and time saving that you can't achieve any other way. So if you think about being able to pay by tapping your phone, whether you're using Apple Pay or Samsung Pay or whatever, that means you don't have to carry a bulky wallet. That's convenient. That's great. The technology is built with many layers of security. It is up to listeners to use that security. As an example, we strongly encourage that you use biometrics to secure your phone, right? Because before somebody can make a payment by tapping your phone, they have to be able to get in the phone. Now, it's not cool to not have a password on your phone. I know there's some people who have said, Nala, my partner, we don't hide anything from each other. We don't have passwords. Listen, secure your phone, use biometrics to make sure that if your phone gets lost, it's not so easy for someone to get in. I think if you use those basic measures that are provided, these payment mechanisms are not only convenient, they are also secure and they make life a lot easier.
Belinda, before I let you go, I want to take a look at some of those other tips and those useful tips. In terms of security, is it wise, whether now or into the festive period or whenever, to split funds across accounts and all of that? Someone gets into your account and you've now got 13th checks come around in the festive period, and people now have a lot more money and planning around that. And this is not obviously bordering on financial advice, but I mean, for the purposes of safety, is it wise to then say, I'm going to have a little account here. This is my Black Friday account. I'm going to dedicate all of my Black Friday spend to come from that account so that if something happens from a security point of view, my other funds are safe?
Sure. It sounds like quite a complex way of keeping yourself secure. I think if I was to offer tips on security, I would say start with securing your phone. Make sure that only the phone that you use has access to your online banking profiles. I know we give away phones or sometimes it gets stolen. Do the work. Go log in. Remove any devices that you no longer have with you. Remove them from accessing your online banking profile. And of course, before making payment, verify who you're dealing with. Verify the account details. But listen, Jimmy, I don't think this idea of having a smaller and a little account is a bad idea from a budgeting perspective, right? Because in as much as Black Friday is going to give us amazing deals, our listeners must remember to spend within your means. Those things that you buy, they'll feel good for a few days, but those repayments are going to be there for longer. So it's important that we shop responsibly and remain within the budget. Maximize value where you can. Of course, I'm going to do that. I know as a Standard Bank client, you know, you get more rewards if you swipe your credit card as an example. But I will make sure that I look at my budget add-on so that I stay within my means.
Maximize value, but most importantly, stay safe out there, folks. It's coming up to be a very busy time of the period. Stay safe and put in place all of the security measures. Rather be paranoid than lose all your money. We'll leave it at that, Dr. Ratoho. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Dr. Belinda Ratoho, who is the head of digital and e-commerce at Standard Bank, joining us to take a look at how to protect yourself this festive season. This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise. And you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app. and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.